to 20s Toolbox here on WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Grace Mansfield. Welcome to the first episode of 2025, everyone. The start of a new year always makes me super excited, so I'm so excited to see what this year brings. In tonight's episode, we're going to talk about all about housing, living on your own, finding a space to build your own life. It's one of the most important decisions you'll make as a young adult, whether you're going to be a first-time renter, you're looking to buy your first place, or honestly, you're just trying to figure out where to go, because this market is changing and navigating that world can be a roller coaster, especially in your 20s and especially when you may not know much. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest for tonight who is kind of going to help us navigate this. Luis Echeverria is a broker and senior mortgage advisor licensed in Pennsylvania and Florida and has over 20 years of mortgage experience. Along with his experience and passion, his desire is to ensure that he maintains the highest level of honesty and integrity from the beginning to the end. His clients are not only his clients, but they become his family. Thank you so much for being here, Luis. Like I mentioned before, I don't really know much about this world, so I'm so excited to learn from you and hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you for having me here, and it's an honor to be here. I hope I can enlighten and provide insight on the home buying process in the Lehigh Valley.
Absolutely. Before we begin our conversation tonight, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your experience, and what you do?
Sure. Well, I've been in the Lehigh Valley for almost about 22 years. I myself moved here from New York. One of the reasons I moved down here was the cost of living was cheaper. You can buy more house for less money. And that's one of the reasons why I came to Pennsylvania. I actually stumbled upon the mortgage business by accident. As I was purchasing my home here in Pennsylvania, the mortgage advisor that I was working with at the time wasn't that great. The deal went south. Long story short, we ended up being homeless at that time because we didn't have the loan officer didn't have a proper license to do a mortgage here in Pennsylvania. So after a lot of scrambling, a couple of days in the hotel, we managed to get the mortgage, but we paid a high price at a higher mortgage rate in order to get the home. And at that time, I felt that what he did to us should have been done to anybody. And then I started to research how to get into business, and that's how I got into the business. And I can honestly say I'm celebrating about my 22nd year in the mortgage business.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you, but I'm glad that you were able to turn that moment into a career for you.
Yes,
And give back what you lost. So yes. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So as we begin tonight, I have to be honest. I was looking at your website and all of the things and services you offer, and a lot of it, I didn't really know what it was about.
It's confusing.
Exactly. Mm. There's a lot, different kinds of loans, services, different kinds of mortgages. So first and foremost, would you be able to kind of talk about what a mortgage is, what's the best one, and maybe kind of just walk people like myself through that process who may not know everything that it entails?
Well, a mortgage is a loan that is used in real estate as collateral to buy a home or other properties. The lenders hold the title on the property until the loan is paid off. That's all it is.
Okay.
So you make monthly payments until, depending on the years, is it a 30-year, 20, 25 years? It all depends on each borrower and what kind of product we use. In getting a mortgage, as I tell everyone, please consult a mortgage advisor, like myself, to assess your eligibility or obtain a pre-approval because it is necessary. As far as which one is the best, it largely depends on the borrower. Basically, as buyers enter this market, it is essential to follow a structured process. One of the first steps is to apply for a mortgage pre-approval instead of just a pre-qualification, which takes into account factors like debt-to-income ratio and credit score. This can help determine how much they can borrow, therefore narrowing their property search and enhances their appeal to sellers and real estate agents. Once they find a property that suits their needs, it is important to make a compelling offer. They should verify all details on the transaction, including the closing costs, to ensure everything is in order. And then finally, attending the closing is a crucial step where they finalize the purchase and officially become homeowners in the Lehigh Valley. This process can be smoother with the help of an experienced local real estate agent who understands the market and can guide buyers through each step.
Wow, that sounds like there's a lot involved there.
There is a lot. But I one of the things that I emphasize is you have to work with a mortgage advisor, whether it be myself or any other one that's knowledgeable of the area and knowledgeable of the products and knows how to read a credit report, so they can give the buyer the proper guidance to achieve the home ownership. Because if the person doesn't know how to dissect the credit report, then the lender is going to dissect the credit report for them, and it might create avenues later for that they can't get through.
Right, exactly.
So it's very important.
Yeah. How long does the process take, like in total, from, you know, getting that pre-approval that you were talking about to, you know, officially becoming homeowners?
Well, the average time, anywhere between 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Sometimes it's sooner. It all depends on who you're working with. I myself am a correspondent lender where we lend our own money for the purchase of the home. We also underwrite the file. So being that we underwrite the file, we tend to move the file quicker. I mean, we can close a deal in 15 days if everything falls into place. But an average is 30 to 45 days.
Okay. Have you worked with any young adults? And what is working with a young adult different than maybe someone who's more experienced? Is the process the same?
Well, to me, I've worked with young. I just recently closed one where the gentleman was 21 years old. Him and his mother were purchasing a home. Okay. And working with a younger generation is I would prefer working with a younger generation. Being is that the older generations, they think they know everything. Okay. They see the internet, you know, they see the news and they swear that they know everything, but they don't. Being a younger generation, when you teach them and you show them the steps on how to become a homeowner, they tend to appreciate it more. Because this is something that nobody has ever taught them. When I was in my 20s, nobody told me how to buy a house. All they taught me was go out and get a job and go pay your rent and keep going. But they never showed me the steps of how to become a homeowner. So it took me a long time to realize that and how I had to overcome credit obstacles, because at that time, when I was growing up, there was no credit cards. There was who was credit? You didn't know. So at the time that I wanted to purchase a home and check my credit was tanked. Who can buy a house with the tanked credit? And back then, I've been doing mortgages when the interest rates were 12%, 13%. And we were selling them. So we were still selling them. But someone in my generation, we couldn't buy a home because our credits were in 500s. You needed to be 620. You needed to be maybe 680. A lot has changed in the mortgage business, because now we can do loans in the 500s. Before, we couldn't do those loans. Now we have different avenues and different products. We have what they call non-QM loans, which is non-qualifying mortgage loans. So these loans are based for self-employed borrowers, for truck drivers, for hair salons. These are loans that a regular institution, I don't want to say names, but let's just say, you know, retail establishment has certain guidelines and restrictions on what kind of loans they can do. And if you do not fall into that criteria, then you don't have a loan. Being a mortgage broker and a correspondent lender, I have flexibility. So I can take a self-employed truck driver who's been working for a year, and I can qualify him to purchase a home, because I have the programs to qualify him. The difference is it's changed a lot, but that's one of the reasons why I love this business, because my company's name is Lewis Closes Loans. And my motto is, if I can't close the loan, no one can, which is great. So
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned earlier that nobody really taught you how to do this in your 20s, because, you know, that's kind of the whole purpose of the show, is talking about things that maybe 20-year-olds, 20-somethings may not know, and getting them ready for the real world, so to speak. So I'm really glad that you're here and sharing that mission.
It's very simple, okay? If you have employment, the criteria are you have to be employed for 2 years, full-time employment for 2 years. Now, Some establishments require you to be in the same field for 2 years. It's not true. You know, it's a misconception that they let everyone know. You can have a 2-3 jobs in the same year. Because as a young person, you have to establish yourself so you're not sure exactly what kind of field you're going into. So you can have a job at one place and then, like, say, in a warehouse for a year. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in a studio. I'm going to work because this is what I want to do. And then you can go. So you can still qualify as long as you file your taxes for the first 2 years and you make enough income to qualify to make the mortgage payment. As far as credit, credit is very important. It's one of the things I teach my daughters all the time. Credit is a privilege. It's like a driver's license, okay? It's a privilege. Learn how to use credit and learn how to pay it. I always tell everyone, don't overcharge your credit. Try to stay within 33% of your available balance. Okay, so if you have $1,000, try to stay about $333. Try not to go over. If you do go over, bring it back down to under 50. And then it will constantly go up. Your credit score will rise. What lenders look for, a traditional lender looks is for 3 open trade lines on your credit report, which could be a gas station credit card. It could be your mom's. She put you as a co-signer, you know, an authorized user. It could be one of those. And they look for 12 to 24 months, depending on the lender, which is one of the things that I try to tell all the, like my daughters growing up. So right now my daughters are in a perfect place to go buy a home because I know their credit is great. But one of the things that the younger generation is they're not being taught. They're not being taught how to use credit wisely, and how to save. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's really important. Really important. Well, that was all a great foundation for what I'm sure is going to be a very eye-opening conversation for me and a bunch of other young adults. Like I've mentioned, I really have yet to experience much of this world, so I'm really completely going in blind here. But I read an article a couple weeks ago that was just released right before Christmas Eve from The Morning Call, and they talked about a study that was done by Rent Cafe. Well, according to this study, they cited the Lehigh Valley as the number one place in the United States in competition for apartments. They said that finding a vacant living space, they compared it to trying to find a parking spot at a packed mall during the holidays. And they said that there's an average of 15 prospective renters vying for the same vacant space. So to talk a little bit about the things involved here, would you be able to kind of give us a simple overview of the current housing market in the Lehigh Valley? Are there any key trends you're noticing, things that are evolving that are different from before?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm seeing is since 2020, we've had about 21,000 newcomers move into the Lehigh Valley. Wow. More or less, they moved into the Bethlehem, Upper Macungie, or Easton area. This region, impressive quality of life combined with a wealth of employment opportunities, particularly attracts the younger generation looking to establish themselves in this community. This influx is a contribution of growth and development, making it an appealing place for residents and businesses. I'm seeing a lot of first-time home buyers coming into the area. The reason that the rental market in this area is a hard market, okay, because like you just mentioned, it's 10 for one. It's 10 for one because at this time, the younger generation are not equipped or are not knowledgeable enough to learn how to purchase their own home rather than rent. Right. So then you have 10 to 1. Landlords at this, not to discredit landlords. A lot of landlords are absentee landlords. Okay, whether they come down here, they buy a house here, they rent it, and then they live in New York, they live in New Jersey, they live in Connecticut. They're not here to take care of the property. So what happens is that they just increase the rent. So the somebody in middle America, like I call it, somebody in middle America can't afford this rent. And what happens is that somebody from New York could come in with a New York salary who can afford this rent because as we all know, New York rent is high, so they can't afford it. So they come in here. So if you're paying $3,000 in New York, you get a rental over here for $1,800, you're getting a steal.
Right.
And then the person who's here, living here, making a little bit less, can't afford the rent too. But the best part of that for me is I can show them how to purchase a home for the same amount of rent or maybe less.
Yeah.
In this area. So,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for all your insights so far, Luis. I'm so happy to see that I've learned so much, and we aren't done yet. Stay tuned for the rest of our conversation coming up next. You're listening to 20's Toolbox on WDIY.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all the programming you hear possible. Becoming a WDIY member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure WDIY will be here for the next person in our community to discover. Make your membership gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 4 or wdiy.org. We couldn't be here without you.
Welcome back to 20's Toolbox. I've been talking with Luis Echeverria about all the ins and outs of the real estate market, mortgages, and how young adults can better prepare themselves for the competitive housing market here in the Lehigh Valley. Shifting our conversation, let's talk a little bit about renting versus buying. I read a recent article that said it's actually cheaper to rent than buy here in the Valley. It also talked about how mortgage rates have actually increased just before the new year and that they aren't expected to make any significant drops before 2026. But I wanted to kind of hear your take on all this. Do you think that means we'll see renting beginning to be on the rise because it may be more affordable? And I guess I wonder, what does that mean for people who are looking to buy?
I'm not going to agree with that article because I'm in the mortgage business and I'm also in the real estate market. I believe that mortgage rates are going to go down, okay? Will they go down prior to COVID? I don't think so. I said that's one of the biggest things that everyone asks me, you know, are we ever going to get back down to COVID-level interest rates? There's one thing you got to understand, that when we were going through the COVID, the interest rates were lowered to entice buyers to come out, okay? Now that COVID's over, the economy is getting back to where it's supposed to be. The rates will go down a little bit, but they will not go down to, you know, 4s, 3.5. So I believe that purchasing a home, it would be the better option for everybody, including the younger generation. The rental market is going to boom because it's just part of it. Investors are buying up homes. And all they do is rent them out. So if you go downtown Allentown, you have the big development that just finished. And these are homes that they're condos that are selling. Okay, so the condos, the rentals on these condos it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, it's like New York City prices.
Exactly. You have New York City prices, but Allentown views, like we call it, okay? I love downtown. I love PPL. I love that area. Is it overpriced? Yes, it is overpriced. But demand controls price. Remember that. So my job is to show everyone that rather than pay the rental market, let's get you into a home to show you how it is that you can purchase a home. You don't have to purchase a home in downtown Allentown. You can purchase a home in Lower Macungie and in Whitehall, in Slatington, Monroe County, somewhere in the outskirts of the area where you get a bang for your buck. And you can realize that you're going to be paying less in mortgage than you are paying in rent on a studio apartment in downtown Allentown.
Taking all of that into consideration, in your opinion, what do you think is the long-term outlook for housing in the Lehigh Valley? And would you be able to share any resources or tips that you have for our listeners who are looking to buy their first home?
Well, to me, the long-term outlook in Lehigh Valley is positive. I mean, it's driven by several key factors. Like I mentioned before, is the influx of newcomers from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut who are seeking affordable housing options here in the Lehigh Valley. Additionally, with ongoing investments in the infrastructure and local amenities, the appeal of the Lehigh Valley as a desirable place to live is likely to grow. However, there are challenges such as raising interest rates, as you mentioned, and housing supply, which the housing supply constricts should impact the market. but it's essential for potential buyers and investors to stay informed above market trends and economic conditions, which will help gauge the long-term viability of a housing in this area. So overall, while there may be fluctuations in the market, the long-term perspective suggests continued growth and development in the Lehigh Valley housing landscape.
Yeah, so let's say I am ready to purchase my first home. Would you be able to kind of walk me through that process? Like, what's the first thing I should do? How would you help me?
So the first thing you should do is consult a mortgage advisor. Start by speaking with a few mortgage advisors to get a sense of the current rates and fees associated with a home purchase. Different lenders offer variable terms, so it's beneficial to compare options. Okay. Number two is I would evaluate the lender. Not all lenders provide the same service on rates. Look for lenders who are transparent about the process and the fees and who offer competitive interest rates that suit your financial needs. Number three, I would choose a local expert. Working with someone who knows the local market can make a significant difference. A mortgage advisor who lives in the neighborhood and understands the local dynamics will be better equipped to help you find homes that fit your criteria. They can also provide variable insights and be readily available to address your questions throughout the home buying journey. And number four is ask questions. Don't hesitate to ask your mortgage advisors questions about your loan process, your fees, and what to expect. A good advisor will be patient and willing to provide all the information you need to make an informed decision. Finally, I would say consider all the costs. Beyond just the interest rate, be sure to take into account additional costs such as closing costs, private mortgage insurance, and property taxes, as these can significantly affect your monthly payments. By taking these steps, you can make a more informed decision and find a mortgage partner who generally cares about your financial needs and well-being, ensuring a smoother transaction into home ownership.
So we talked a little bit about the kind of mortgage process and how long that takes, but in particular to the buying process, how long does that process take? How long does each step that you mentioned really take?
Well, it averages. It all depends on the mortgage advisor you're working with. I mean, I can do a pre-approval in minutes. It all depends on the buyer and the collections of the documentations. So when you're applying for a mortgage, the first thing, there's a couple of things you need. You're going to need ID, Social Security card, proof of income, proof of assets, okay? And then me as an advisor, I'll review all of your documentations to determine exactly how much can you afford when you go out to purchase a home. Once I issue you a pre-approval, then you work with a real estate agent who will start to show you properties. It varies. I mean, it could depend on the market. It could depend on any. There's houses available according to the criteria you're looking for. So it can take anywhere between a month to 6 months. It all depends on how fast you find a home. Once you find a home, then the process from contract to closing date can be anywhere between 30 to 45 days, sometimes sooner.
Circling back to something that you said earlier, you talked a lot about credit. So I just kind of want to ask, like, what is credit? What's a credit score? Because I have to be honest, no one's really talked to me about that before.
Well, the credit scores are determined by three credit agencies, which is Expedia, TransUnion, and Equifax. Basically, in a nutshell, what it is that it is your payment history on your available credit. So usually it's if you have established credit for 2 years, it's a formula that they determine your score. They determine how much you have available, how much is your payment history, did you max out your credit card at one time? So it's all a formula, and that's how they determine your FICO score. Lenders, we look at all three credit bureaus, and we determine your FICO score by the middle score. So you can have a 700, a 650, a 595. We go off the middle score, which will be a 650 for qualifying purposes. As I mentioned before, we have lenders that go down to 500 in order to qualify you. So it all depends on each client that comes through the door and what kind of lender will we work with to give them the product that they deserve to be in. So
Yeah, of course.
But if you don't pay your credit cards, then your scores go lower.
Okay, I understand.
Late payments, lower.
Yeah. So. How do you find out your credit score? Is there a way to figure that out?
Every year you can go to annualcreditreport.com, if I'm correct, and you can pull your own credit report. And it'll show your scores, and it'll show your payment history and all. One of the good things about that is that you can go in your credit score and you review your credit score, and then you can see if there's something there that doesn't look right. And you can dispute it. You can contact the credit bureaus, and you can get that removed if it's not yours. Or you can work with a credit repair agency. They do that for a living.
Wow, that's really interesting. I never knew that. One last question for you. As we wrap up today, kind of reflecting on your career, what's the best advice you've ever received? And would you be able to share that?
There's only one advice that I've received, the best one, and that was my dad. You know, God rest him soul. But it was basically treat everyone as you want to be treated.
Absolutely. And I love that.
I myself live in Allentown. I myself go to PPL. I myself go to Price Right. I shop in the neighborhood. I'm in the community. Why not treat someone with respect? All my clients become families to me. Okay, we draw this bond. I'm not only a mortgage advisor, I'm your friend. As long as you own the house, even more. Because I want to be your counselor for the rest of your life. If 10 years from now you want to sell your home and you want to buy another one, I want you to give me a call. So.
Absolutely, I love that. You know, you can be the most successful person in the world, but if there's no kindness, it doesn't seem to be all worth it.
One of the biggest things that I do is I care. I care because I was there. Okay, I was that person that I grew up in the projects. Who would ever think in my right mind that somebody like me will own a home in the Lehigh Valley, in the West End, or most of them? Nobody ever thought of it. So I try to teach my buyers, I try to teach my clients how to be successful in real estate. The one satisfaction that I get is at every closing. When I see the smiling faces on the clients, when they get the keys to the house, and the kids are all happy, and as you mentioned, you look in Facebook and you see there's pictures all over of all the happy clients. You can't change that. You can't fake a smile. You cannot fake a smile when it comes to that. And that's one of the things that I love about the business that I'm in. And it's lasted so many years, and I won't change it. I won't change it for nothing.
Oh, I've just loved talking to you so much. You have so much passion for what you do, and it's really admirable. And, you know, this show is all about helping young adults build the next chapter of their life. And hosting the show is it's a real passion project of mine because it's the show that I love. And so thank you for contributing to that kind of mission with your insights. You've definitely taught me a lot, and I hope you've taught our listeners a lot, too. I know you have.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to have a one-on-one consultation, I'm willing to sit with them and teach them.
Well, we've been talking with Luis Echeverria. For anyone interested in the articles I mentioned throughout tonight's episode, we can link them in the show description. Thanks for joining me tonight. You've been listening to 20's Toolbox on WDIY. Good night, everyone. Talk soon.